We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padre Social Hour here at Petco Park. It is a beautiful day in San Diego. It's a little soupy, a little hot, but nothing really to complain about. Right, Kurt?
I don't ever complain.
Oh, good. I like it.
Sure.
I like it.
That's a lie.
I don't ever complain except on days ending with Y. Exactly. Something like that. All right, we're going to be joined right now by Jesse Agler. We're going to put him on the Cholula hotline. Jesse's calling the radio broadcast. Of course, he is the great host of Padre Social Hour when he's not on the road, but he's been on the road lately doing TV and radio, which has been pretty cool for him.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to welcome in Jesse right now. Jesse, how's everything going?
Outstanding. Thank you, guys. Nice to be with you, and hello to everybody back home.
What's up, Jess? So pre-game, post-game with the cheesesteak?
Post-game.
Post-game, okay.
I love it.
I'm good with that.
I'm a Pats guy, if anybody's curious, so that's probably my direct stop right after tonight's game, which is hopefully a Padre win.
Yeah, and quick.
And quick.
Yeah, no, that would help. That would help.
What were your takeaways?
But hey, man, it's baseball. Sorry.
No, you're good, Jesse. What were your takeaways from the Nationals? I mean, they had that great game on Wednesday. Last night didn't go as well as they hoped, but what were some of your takeaways from there?
Yeah, you know, it's been an interesting few days, obviously. And, you know, the Nationals are having their issues, but they're also a good team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a pretty nice measuring stick kind of series. And the Padres hung with him. Kemp getting hurt certainly doesn't help. And he's not in the lineup again today, as I'm sure you guys have talked about. So that definitely changes a bunch of stuff for Pat Murphy and for the Padres. But I don't know. My sense is, you know, the starting pitching is where it starts. And I think that's kind of been the case for the Padres almost all season. And it's not just about, you know, how many runs and hits you give up or how many strikeouts you get to. It's trying to go deeper into games. Because at this point in the season, there is no doubt that this bullpen is pretty well packed. And you would love to see a start, you know, where the starting pitcher goes into the eighth inning or even completes the eighth, and obviously a complete game would be the ideal situation. Ian Kennedy, who goes tonight, probably been the best starter the last however many times through the rotation for the Padres. He's just been great in the second half. He's got the 2-something ERA, mm-hmm. you know, I think since the All-Star break. So maybe and hopefully tonight is the night because the bullpen is really, really taxed. And this isn't the easiest place to pitch, and the Phillies have young bats. Their issue is pitching also. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, Kennedy, again, probably the best Padres pitcher right now when you consider current form and coming to a place that's really difficult to pitch in.
So speaking of the bullpen, I heard a rumor today that Kimbrel – probably isn't a rumor – heard that Kimbrel was put on waivers and pulled back.
Yes.
Do you think there might have been a deal made for him and the right ball club didn't get to him in the waiver situation?
I mean, there's literally no way to know, so I'm not going to
go ahead and
speculate a guess. Yeah, yeah, but, you know, I saw the report. I think, you know, look, we all know that it is extremely routine for veteran players to be placed on revocable waivers in the month of August around baseball. And it's guys that, like Brian Howard, maybe a team would love to move, but it's also guys that teams would literally never move. They just do it. You know, it's sort of a habit. It's a practice. It's something that all clubs do. So I wouldn't necessarily read into it, you know, to be honest. You know, obviously, you do it, and if it comes into a situation where there's an offer you can't refuse, well, okay. But we'll have no way of ever knowing if that was the case with Craig Kimbrel. My gut says this was just another routine example of a veteran guy, you know, with a pretty decent contract being placed on waivers in the month of August. And the key thing, as with all of these guys, of course, is that the team can pull him back and hold on to him. And that's obviously, here's what happened.
Jesse, I saw that Matt Kemp may be available to pinch hit tonight. Did you get that sense? And how tough do you think it's been for Kemp? I know he's someone who likes to play. Pat Murphy's probably been having to convince him that, you know, he needs to rest a little.
Yeah, I heard the same thing, that he was probably available today to be able to come off the bench. Murph had a great line yesterday, and I'm pulling it up on my computer so that I don't mess up the quote because it was really, really funny. He said with Kemp, how to get Matt Kemp to take a day off, right? He goes, first you tell him, then you convince him, and then you hold him back. And that's sort of, I think, what Pat Murphy has had to do these last couple of days. Think about this. When Kemp hurt the shoulder the other day, two games ago in Washington, he finished the game. He didn't come out of the game.
Right.
So I think Pat Murphy and his trainers didn't even know necessarily what had happened until after the fact. when he went to go get some treatment on it. So, you know, Kemp, he likes to play. How many games did he miss before this? Like one or two all season, right? That's it.
Yeah.
He's been playing basically every single day, and he wants to play every single day. So, yeah, no, I don't think it's easy for Pat Murphy to keep him out of the lineup. But obviously, you know, he's trying to do the medically responsible thing by doing that. And, yeah, it sounds like he might be available to pinch hit if the situation so dictates tonight. And Murph also said he wouldn't be surprised if Kemp were able to start a game, you know, later on in the series. Whether that's tomorrow or Sunday is something we'll find out.
He got hurt, and then he hits the two-run double.
I know.
Right, Jesse?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
So, Jess, Jankowski at the top of the lineup, do you think he's ready for it? And what's your take on Spangenberg hitting second opposed to down in the lineup, which takes a little more pressure off of him?
Yeah, that was kind of the idea yesterday, right? They were going with the lightning bug thing at the top of the order in Washington.
The little lightning bugs probably, up there.
Yeah, exactly, with Jankowski and Spangenberg. And look, Spangy scored both runs that the Padres scored last night out of that two-hole. So, you know, that's certainly something to think about. You know, I've gotten to know Travis Jankowski a little bit. You know, we had him on Social Hour last week. I talked to him for the pregame show on radio during this trip. And my sense is he's not going to be overly stressed out by batting leadoff. And he's back in the nine-hole tonight. You know, everything's kind of shuffled around with Kemp on the bench. And I get certainly what Pat Murphy is doing is saying, hey, look, the kid's only been up in the big leagues for a week. You know, batting him ninth, take some pressure off. I'm fine with that. I totally get that. I've got no problem with it whatsoever. But I think if and when the time comes that he's going to be the sort of regular leadoff guy, whether that's later this season or maybe next year, who knows, I just don't think it's going to be something that bothers him. He seems pretty unflappable. He seems like a good professional, you know, kind of baseball player that isn't going to get freaked out by that kind of responsibility. So I get what they're doing, but I'm not worried about Jankowski in the leadoff spot, I guess is what I'm saying.
Kurt, I don't know if you've do you follow? I'm sure you follow Jesse on Twitter. I don't know how often you're on Twitter, Kurt.
I follow Jesse as much as
I can. Okay, good. And I love when Jesse gets upset because – I won't say upset. Is upset the right word, Jesse? When the umpires, when they won't explain, they don't explain the calls, they don't explain what's going on, and everybody's just left in like this mysterious vacuum of not knowing why a certain thing went a certain way, right, Jesse? I mean, it's got to be as frustrating for you when you're calling the games too, to understand sometimes what's in their heads.
Yeah, it's a major pet peeve of mine, and
here's
the reality. of the situation. And I know I've ranted and raved about this probably too many times. I got to get it under control, if we're being honest. But as long as we're talking about it, the situation is that you're doing a disservice to the fans. And whether it's the fans who are at the ballpark or the fans on television, they matter more than anybody else. None of this exists without the fans.
It's true.
To treat the fans with the kind of contempt that baseball is treating them by not thinking that they're worthy of an explanation of something that's going on, I think is delusional. For Major League Baseball, the most important thing is that the people who are paying to watch or attend the games know what's going on. And to make this sort of assumption that everybody's going to figure it out is crazy, because sometimes these are really complicated rules, and on replay sometimes, like in Colorado a couple weekends ago, right? We see a replay five times. Austin Hedges clearly tagged DJ LeMahieu's foot, and then they say he's safe. So at least have the decency to say, hey, in New York, they didn't think because of this that he was out. Just give people something to chew on, and don't just ignore it as if, like, all I have to do is make a hand signal, say we're out, and everybody can move on. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's respectful to the fan base. And as you said, from a broadcasting standpoint, with some of these more complex things, they leave us in the booth guessing, which is a really terrible position to be in. You know, Mark Grant, Dick Enberg, Ted Leitner, Bob Scanlon, like, these guys are baseball experts. And they have seen, and in some cases played, for dozens and dozens of years of professional baseball. We're all pretty good with the rule book. But the rule book is, you know, a very intricate thing in baseball. And you think in a certain play, oh, rule 4.13 applies. But then you find out 3 hours later, well, no, actually, it was rule 7.26 that the umpires invoked in this situation. So it doesn't do anybody any good for the broadcasters to kind of be guessing to try and figure something out. Just say, hey, under rule 7.26B, this is why the guy is out, or this is why we moved him back to second base, or whatever it is based on the situation. I think it's an incredibly easy thing to do, and I can't for the life of me understand why Major League Baseball doesn't do this. In today's day and age, with all the instant information that's out there, you shouldn't be just waiting maybe for an umpire to talk to one newspaper reporter after the game to find out what happened 2 or 3 or 4 hours earlier. I just think that's a great disservice to the fan.
Well, you know how I feel about the umpires, Jess. There's 5 or 6
of them. I have an inkling.
Yeah, they need to make some changes. They need to make changes in the replay system. They need to have different people than the umpire crew that's off that week back in New York. They need to have baseball experts that look over the video and not umpires that are going to protect one another. When the play's too close to call, they don't make a decision and they got to go with the original call, even if it's wrong, like the play at home plate with Hedges.
Right. Here's you know what? At the beginning of the year, I would have disagreed with you, honestly. I would have said, no, I trust the umpires. I have the faith and the confidence in the umpires. They're going to try and get the call right because that's the most important thing. But this year, traveling around baseball and seeing some of the things I've seen, I'm telling you, less and less people are willing to give them that benefit of the doubt. So maybe there is something to having someone other than just an off umpire working at the Replay Center in New York.
Finally listening to me, Jess. I love it.
And Kurt, we can continue this. And I have to say, Jesse, I think that is a good campaign stance. I say go Jesse for commissioner on that and use that whole platform on that thing.
Yeah,
I think there are a lot of people that agree with
them. I'm not trying to displace Rob Manfred.
All right, okay.
And I'll tell you this. I have great confidence that Rob Manfred, I think he's a proactive guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to be able to make these kinds of changes over the course of the future. That said, we did see Joe Torre in Washington, and he walked past me, and I can't tell you how close I came to just grabbing him, being like, can I have 30 seconds to try and tell him my idea? But I decided it wasn't the time or place.
I love it, Jesse. We appreciate having you on the Cholula Hotline, and I think that your stance on it is how a lot of people feel about it. So thank you for letting us hear that out, and have fun there in Philly.
Thank you, guys. Great to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
You too, Jesse. I like it. We can talk about that more after the break, but he has a point there. You know,
I've got my mouth watering right
now.
Because I know he's having a patch cheesesteak.
You've been on the cheesesteak since the conversation started, and that's where you've been the whole time.
I know,
love it.
They're so good.
All right, Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Someone bring Kurt a cheesesteak. We'll be right back after the break with more Padres Social Hour.